In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the 15th day of the blessed day, of the blessed month of Mesor. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. O my fathers and my brethren, Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the departure of the nun Saint Marina, who was the daughter of a very rich Christian man. Her name was Miriam, and her mother died when she was a little girl. Her father raised her and brought her up well when he wanted to give her in marriage and to go himself and become a monk in one of the monasteries. She told him, "O my father, why would you save your own soul and destroy mine?" He answered, saying, "What shall I do with you? You are a woman." She told him, "I will take off my woman's dress and will put on the garb of a man." She rose up straight away, shaved off the hair on her head and put on the garb of a man. When her father saw her strong determination and persistent desire, he gave all her possessions to the poor, keeping only a very little for himself. And he called her Marina instead of Miriam. Then he went to one of the monasteries and lived in one of the cells with his daughter. For 10 years of fighting the spiritual fight, then her father, who was an old man, died, and Marina was left by herself. And she doubled her fasting, prayers, and increased her asceticism. No one knew that she was a woman, and they attributed her soft voice to her intense asceticism and vigilant prayers. Once the abbot of the monastery sent her, together with 3 monks, to the city on certain business for this monastery, and they lodged in an inn. That same night, one of the king's soldiers lodged in the inn, and he saw the daughter of the owner of the inn, and he defiled her virginity. He instructed her to tell her father that the young monk, Father Marina, did that to me. When she had conceived, and her father knew that, he asked her, and she answered, saying that it was the young monk, Abba Marina, who did that to me. Her father then became angry, went to the monastery, and began to curse and insult the monks. The abbot met with him, comforted and calmed him down, and then sent him away. The abbot then called this saint and rebuked her much when she knew what had happened. She wept and bowed down and said, "I am young, I have sinned, forgive me, O my father." The abbot was furious with her and cast her out of the monastery. She dwelt outside of the monastery for a long time. When the daughter of the innkeeper had the baby, her father took him to Saint Marina, set him down before her, and left. She took the child, moved among the surrounding shepherds, and nursed him with milk. She increased her fasting and prayers for the 3 years that she was expelled from the monastery. The monks felt pity upon her and asked the abbot to redeem her. The abbot consented to their request and redeemed her to the monastery after he had laid heavy penalties and served rules upon the saint. She performed very hard labors, such as cooking, cleaning, and watering, as well as her regular monastic duties. When the child grew, he became a monk after Saint Marina had completed 40 years. She fell ill for 3 days, then departed in peace. The abbot ordered to take off her old ragged clothes and dress her with new ones, prior to carrying her to the place of praying. When they removed her clothing and found that she was a woman, they all shouted out, saying, "God have mercy." They informed the abbot, who came, marveled, and wept because of what he had done to her. The abbot then called the innkeeper, It and told him that the monk Marina was a woman, not a man. The innkeeper went to where her body was and wept much after they prayed. Over her body they came forward to be blessed from her body. One of the monks had sight only in one eye. He put his face close to her body, and immediately he gained sight in his blind eye. After she was buried, God allowed the devil to torment the innkeeper's daughter and the soldier, her friend, and brought them to where the saint was buried, and both confessed their iniquity in front of everyone. God manifested innumerable miracles throughout her blessed body. May her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Arşidiyem Ekon